Good morning, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Brent Forrest.
Hey, Brent, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yeah, I left you a voicemail on Friday and you called me back. Sorry I didn't get back to you. I had already left the office.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so Greg had sent me over to your way to see if there's something that we might be able to do to help out, and I was just kind of curious to see, you know.
What do y'all do? I mean, what's the
We do, so we have two programs that we offer. It's equipment financing and working capital. Obviously, you're probably very familiar with equipment financing, you know, the traditional loan. You currently have one out with him right now, right? You're doing some sort of in-house financing through him. Is that like your
Basically,
guys' setup or something like that?
that's kind of we just kind of been paying rent and paying on the equipment some too, and trying to get it financed another way, you know, to get them paid off, and just trying to my credit hits took some pretty bad hits. I don't really have anything financed right now. I have like no notes, and so it dropped my credit score. And I'm just in the process of kind of starting to rebuild my credit. No bankruptcy or anything like that. I just, whenever the economy went down a few years ago, I took some licks on it. And basically, all I got is my house note right now, and just trying to, you know, process starting to build it back up. So,
Right. Yeah.
yeah.
So you're just sort of playing catch up, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got. You know, I own quite a bit of equipment, and you know, I've been needing this newer stuff, need to upgrade and update, and just trying to figure out the best way to make it happen.
Yeah, of course, and that's kind of why I wanted to give you a call and see if there's something that we can do to help out. Brent, what exactly is it that you do? Like, are you a business owner?
I own a business. We do land clearing, ponds, road work, do some construction, you know, but yeah, basically mostly site prep and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, a lot of site prep. Okay, what's the name of your business? I'm gonna update my file here so I have everything.
Forest Services.
Forest. Okay.
But I'm just a sole proprietor and everything. I just run everything under my name and Social Security as far as taxes. You know, I don't have a tax ID or anything yet. I've been in business since like 99, but I worked a full-time job as a firefighter until about 4 years ago when I really started concentrating on my business.
Okay. So, yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit more about your relationship with Greg and like how you guys are set up right now, what type of payment plan he has you on, what type of equipment you're paying and how long you've been paying, et cetera, et cetera.
2015 Doosan excavator.
Okay.
We started renting it in September of last year, and then a 2011 450 John Deere dozer. I think it was in June we started renting it, and then they, you know, he has a program where so much of your rent will go towards purchase price, and you know, some of it was rent, some of it was, you know, towards the purchase price, that kind of deal. So.
Oh, okay. That's kind of an interesting setup.
And I told him, you know, back earlier in the year I was going to buy it outright, and then I've been looking at different finance options, and so he set it up more of a where I could just buy it from him, you know, and so I've kind of, you know, put him now in a different spot than what we had talked about, really, you know, and so I'm trying to figure out, you know, like I said, just seeing where the best way to go from here is, you know, because right now I'm paying like 10, you know, it's $9,500 a month, something like that, and I know
Just to rent it, right?
And
Okay, and you're
so
saying.
he put a percentage of it, you know, towards the purchase of it, so
Okay.
you know, I've got it paid down, you know, it's probably, you know, 200, a little over $200,000 worth of equipment, and we've got it paid down to about 175 right now.
Okay, so why don't we take each piece of equipment like by itself? So for the 2015 Doosan, what do you think the current value of that is that you have, like if you were to purchase it outright right now?
It's going right around that 150 range.
Okay, 150, and how much does that cost to rent a month?
$6,500.
So that one's 6,500, and then the 2011 you said 450J.
Yeah.
The dozer, how much does that cost a month?
$3,500.
And how much do you think to purchase that one outright?
Probably, I think they put it around 56, I think, is what they put on. I've got the, I don't have the bank sheet in front of me, you know, what they put the, they had, you know, the values of them. They typed out some value sheets for me, mm-hmm. the, you know, a workup as far as the what the actual drive out would be on them.
Right. So Brent, so you want to purchase these pieces of equipment outright, correct? And so you want to own them for your business to use. And these are something, these are pieces of equipment that you want to have for a long time, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So what I can recommend for you here is to go through with the traditional equipment financing route so that you can own these pieces rather than renting them for the, you know, costs that they're at right now. And you're familiar with equipment financing, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's like if you think of it as a traditional car loan, we set it up where it's 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and then single digit interest rate. Yeah. Is that something that you'd be interested in? Because I know, like, what we do here, Brent, is like we work with our clients on providing them the financing that they need to make these types of purchases. And like you said, you know, you might not have the best of credit, but we're here to help get through that. We work with credit tiers A through D. So we have a lot of resources and experience dealing with situations like this. And it doesn't hurt to see, you know, what we can do for you and how, you know, essentially you can, one, cut down costs rather than renting everything, spread out the payments over a 5 year term. And, you know, cut everything down essentially and then own the equipment outright later on. That sound like something you'd possibly be interested in?
That's definitely what I'm looking for. It's just a matter of what you're, you know, how flexible on your credit and stuff and what, you know, what are all your qualifiers? Because if you say, well, it's got to be this score and I'm not that score to start with. And,
yeah. So why don't you tell me a little bit about where you're at right now for your credit? Do you know your credit score?
I don't know exactly, but I'm thinking it's right around probably 580, maybe, something like that, you know, close to 600.
Okay, 580, okay. That's not bad. I've seen and worked with lower, so don't worry about that. You know, we've seen it. We know what happens when you get into a situation like that. You're only looking to build it back up. So have you looked into any other types of financing, options?
I think I went through, I talked to, I believe Wells Fargo and just, went through a phone application or something like that with Wells Fargo. It was the only one that I've, talked to on this equipment.
What type of feedback have you gotten from them? Are you still in the process with them?
No. They just said they couldn't do it, and that was about it. They just, I think I got a letter from them saying, I can't remember what the letter said, if it was just something about the credit score or something.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they just said they couldn't help me right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see if we can do something for you here. So these two pieces of equipment, the Doosan and the Dozer, what type of return on investment do you get from them each month?
Well, that kind of depends on the hours, but typically, mm-hmm. you know, on a, I mean, they're.
Let's see, how much does a dozer make you per month?
Well, that's what I was just fixing to say. You know, if we work 40 hours 1 week a month, we'll pay mm-hmm. for all equipment. You know, basically 40 hours, we'll pay for equipment, you know, rent and insurance. Okay, if we do, if I make a 40-hour week with both pieces of equipment, then that 1 week will cover rent for a month.
Okay. So if you have a couple jobs that you're working on right now, essentially you pay them off pretty quickly, and then you have the rest of the 3 weeks
exactly
as just exactly. profit.
That's right, profit and labor and fuel and that kind of, you know, I mean, the other
expenses. Yeah.
Because,
okay, I'm just, I'm taking notes here.
Yeah, the two pieces of equipment generate $250 an hour. So a 40-hour week, that's $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Now, Brent, do you happen to, I guess the question I can ask you here is like, what would happen if you don't get the financing that you want? Is there, or would you just continue going through this path with Greg in terms of getting?
No, I actually have some private financing that I'm looking at. I've got a couple, well, I have three different options actually that I'm looking at. One guy wants to partner with me in my business, and then two others have said they would loan me the money. I'm just dealing with the interest rates, trying to figure out the best rate on the interest rate. You know, it's just private lenders that I know that I've worked for in the past, and that, you know, they do some lending like that, and you know, and so I've just been, you know, looking at the best option as far as for my business. And you know, I would love to go through my own credit just to build my credit back up, but you know, that's.
So why don't I tell you a little bit about our program too?
Okay.
The equipment financing program that we have, we've been in business for around 14 years. Originally, we started with equipment financing and just doing that outright. So we have a multitude of different resources and programs that we've been able to have and bring upon ourselves over the years. So what we offer, we don't offer a down payment. So we don't require one when you're looking to make this type of purchase. So I know sometimes the lenders are like, all right, we need this type of down payment. So there's no money out of pocket for you there. And the good thing about our loans too is that it goes on your business credit, so not your personal. So it doesn't affect that side too much. Because, you know, sometimes people are worried whether or not they can make and afford the payments. So why have like their personal credit tied up with, you know, what they do with their business, right? And our process too over here, it's actually very quick. All we require is a one-page application. So it's a credit application, 6 months of your business bank statements, last year's tax return, and then just the equipment quotes. And from there, we're able to actually get you an approval within 24 hours. So we get you an answer of what we can do for you within 24 hours. If we can get you approved, what type of programs we can lay out for you here. And then within that time frame, usually we're able to actually fund the purchase within 48 hours. So it's a very quick process and you get the answer that you're looking for. And because we've been able to work with individuals who are in the same, pretty much the same situation that you're in right now, not the best of credit, but are looking to build up their credit and they need these types of equipment to benefit for their company, right? I've seen it before. I've seen it get approved and get funding in place for our customers. And I would love to at least see if there's something we can do for you here, Brent.
Okay. What so what's the like the very worst interest rate y'all offer?
The very worst. Well, all of ours stay within the mid-single digits. We don't really go past, like I have, at least in my experience, I haven't seen anything go past, even with the situation where you're at, I haven't seen anything go past like, let me see here, like 9%.
Okay.
Because what, like I said, what we do with you here is we're going to spread it out over a long period of time. So not everything's just bunched up where the payments are
Yeah,
just
and that's
too
well, that's
expensive
yeah,
per
that's
month.
yeah, and this equipment, it's new enough that that's what I need, is to, you know, something
Yeah.
that I can
Yeah,
kind of work, make the money, and generate the revenue, and still not, you know, kill me as far as the.
Yeah, the whole point of a program like this is to be able to like cover the cost. Well, one, reduce the cost of renting right now, and two, make a higher profit margin. So you want to increase the margins of where you're at right now. So then it just means more money in your pocket, essentially.
Yeah, I just did my 2015 taxes just last
Yeah,
month.
what were your sales looking like? Your top line revenue for 2015, what was that for you?
I did about 500,000, and but I spent in rent. I had a pretty big loss last year. I mean, I had a couple jobs that went south, and I had a lot. I spent, I think right around 80,000 in rent last year.
Okay. So that was that one of the biggest costs to you?
Yep, that was one of my biggest costs. That and material. My material costs went sky high last year on some jobs.
Yeah, commodity prices started rising, I know.
Yep.
What about 2014? How did 2014 treat the business?
I was similar to revenue. I believe I showed a loss, but it wasn't as big of a loss, you know. I purchased some other equipment in 2014. A few pieces. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't a big amount. It was just some trailers and stuff like that, but you know, nothing. Maybe a dump truck or something like that.
Okay. So do you have like a number, like for revenue wise, just so I can have a better picture?
I was in the 400s.
400s.
I think both years. I don't think I hit quite 500 this year, but it was both last 2 years. It was between 400 and 500. You know.
Right. So are you on track for that for 2016? Like, what do you project to finish out the year with?
At 16, I'm probably going to be, I'm going to say close to 800. Maybe not that much. Maybe 600 to 700.
Okay.
In August, I think I had a little over 100,000 come through my bank account in August, you know, in and out on jobs. It is a pretty good size construction projects. You know, I just finished we do some building too. We do the pad work and we do just limited stuff, and the one I just finished, I think it went about 250, I think is what it, you know, that building project was. And then
do you have like jobs coming up towards the end of the year here that are going to really like push you past that point that you're at for last year at least?
I've got some pretty big projects that are between now and the end of the year, if the weather, you know, weather permitting. The weather this time of year gets sketchy sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm projected. I mean, this is going to be my biggest. We've been busier this year than ever. You know, it's definitely been a very busy year.
Hey, and that's not a bad thing, right?
No, it's a good thing. If we, you know, like I said, last year I had a job that hit me really hard. And we've been working to finish that one job. It was kind of one of those projects you can't get away from. But we've spent all year recovering from last year, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Okay. So here's what I want to do, Brent. I do want to see if there's something that we can help you out with in terms of getting financing in place so you have these pieces of equipment on hand, cut down your costs tremendously, spread out the terms over a long period of time so it's not like taking a hit on the business. And I think there is something that we can do to at least help work out, you know, an approval here that hopefully we can get for you. But I can't get you real numbers and real rates and real terms without going through the application process. Is this something you know you would like to see what we can do for you at least?
I mean, yeah, I don't think it would hurt to at least look at it.
Okay. Well, here's what I'll do. What's a good email address I can get from you? And I can email you over all the required documents that I'll need, as well as the application. And we can get the ball rolling here and see if there's something we can do for you and get you an answer by, you know, the next few days.
It's Fire Station.
Fire Station.
_
Mm-hmm.
8.
Mm-hmm.
At hotmail.com.
Okay, so I'm just gonna, Brent, I'm gonna reread everything back to you so I have the picture down. So you've got a 2015 Doosan excavator. Right now the current value is around $150,000. You're renting it at $6,500 a month. That pays itself within 40 hours a week of only 1 week of jobs. You've got a 2011 450J dozer at current value $56,000, and you're renting it at around $3,500 a month. Your current credit score is around 580, something that hopefully we can work with. 2014, 2015, 2016, your sales are gradually moving up. Your biggest cost right now is the rent, but we're going to see what we can do for the equipment here. And I, like I said, I do believe that it doesn't hurt to at least apply and see what we can do. So I'm going to email you everything that I'll need from you, Brent. And if you can get me all the required information, the required documents to me, the quicker I can get you an answer and the quicker you know what type of programs that we can get you on.
Okay.
With the Dozer and the Doosan, do you currently have invoices for those from Greg?
I should, as far as what I've been paying him or what.
Yeah, what you've been paying him, and then like with the value of it, because that'll help.
Okay,
perfect.
The value sheets. Yeah.
Perfect. I will definitely need those with this application, so I'll put that in the email as well. And I'm going to talk to one of my senior members too, and kind of get like I'll update him like on your situation and see, because we might require a few more extra documents in regards, because of the total value of like everything. But I won't know that until I talk to him. And if I do need some more documents from you, I'll include that in the email as well. It shouldn't be too difficult. It's just like a profit and loss statement and maybe some personal tax returns. It's nothing too drastic. But it does help your situation. It does help our underwriting department get a better picture of what type of programs they can get you on.
Okay.
Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Stuff. It'll be a little while before I get to my email, but that I'll look at it as quick as I can and try to get going with it.
Yeah, is there a time you want me to follow up? See, you know, if you had any questions on the process or anything like that.
I'll communicate with email. When I get to my email, I'll check back with you. I'll let you know that I've got it, got the email and working on it, and then I'll touch bases back with you whenever I get it sent to you.
Perfect. That sounds like a great plan. All right, so keep an eye out for that, and hopefully there's something we can do for you here, Brent. I'd love to see if there's a way we can help your business out.
All right, thank you. What's your name?
Miko.
Miko?
Yeah, like Nancy, I-K-O.
All right. Yep, all right.
All right, appreciate it, Brent. You take care, okay?
Yep.
Hear from you soon.
Bye.
Bye.